All right. Good afternoon, Trevor High School, again. This is the radio class for 4-2 B and E days. Today we're going to be discussing the new gun law Obama has been putting on the nation. As you know, it's a very controversial topic, as was the events in Connecticut, which were very sad. And now we're going to start off by, I guess, talking about here in New York, where Andrew Cuomo just signed off what everybody is saying is the most strict gun law in the nation.
And by the way, you're listening to WDOT Port Washington.
Thank you, Brett.
Okay, so
in my opinion, I think that it's good that we're addressing the issue of guns, but I'm not sure if it will exactly make anything better, because people tend to go for what they want, whether the law restricts it or not.
Well, I want you guys to start off the argument, due to the fact that you guys won the coin toss.
Okay, well, I believe that I'm kind of against guns, because guns cause violence, and guns are not needed, and if you're an adult, you don't need a gun to dispute, like, a violent situation, and you can use the court systems or any other system of
gun,
your choosing.
It's not a matter of what you just said. It's defending yourself. It's the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. So if someone's going to come out here...
You have a right to do that, but I believe that right should be used wisely. Now, I just heard 16 minutes ago that Obama is passing sweeping gun laws, and I am all for it, because there have been two major shootings, the one in Connecticut and the one in the movie theater in
Colorado.
Well, what I thought was interesting with this law, though, I think makes a point, is that it would keep the guns away from the mentally ill, as well as patients, and it would increase the penalties with the guns. So I guess in a way it helps make more people afraid of using it for the law, but it's debatable, because there are plenty of people who just don't care in general.
I think if the bad guys want to get guns, they're not going to get them legally.
Right.
They're going to get them the way they want to get them, whether that be illegally or legally. If they don't allow them to get them legally, then they'll get them illegally.
And by the way, it's Matthew Nicholson, but I'm pretty sure we're not handing out guns to the mentally ill. I'm almost positive that's not happening.
But how do you define a person to be mentally ill? I mean, they walk in a store and they buy a gun. It's their right to. And if, I mean, I understand that gun stores do background checks, but they don't always do them properly or significantly. So the people, like you said, Francesca, how did the guy in Connecticut get a gun? He went into a gun store and he bought a gun.
Well,
actually, they were his mother's gun. Yes, exactly. And here's another thing. When somebody walks into a store and buys a gun and they look mentally ill, the person's not going to give them the gun. They're going to see them and say, wait a second, you look wrong. I'm not going to give you a gun. They're also going to do background checks. They're going to make sure they're not mentally ill.
What does a person that looks mentally ill look like?
How can you determine one who's mentally ill anyway?
There's two definitions, but I mean, you can...
I don't think it's an issue of being mentally ill or not being mentally ill. The issue is gun control. Should we put laws banning guns, but mainly assault weapons?
I think there should be a rule on assault weapons, ones that can fire a lot of rounds at a time, because those are deadly. You don't need them. I think that while there should be restrictions on gun control, it is your right to have them, but there should be restrictions.
I also think they should restrict on many hunting tools that hunting guns that they have, that you have, like snipers or rifles that everyone can use and just for hunting. I mean, a lot of people like to hunt, but you don't need more of those weapons.
I think if you have a hunting rifle with a specific caliber bullet meant to kill a deer or whatever you're hunting, I think that's okay. I don't find the... Because the bullet is made, the weapon is made for hunting. It's not meant to kill people.
But you don't know what he can use with that gun. You can't tell what someone's going to do with the gun that they purchased. I think I'll agree that they should keep these, like, we should go with these gun controls, because when you have someone whose idea of having a gun is for self-defense, it gets a little lost in translation because you don't know what they want to use it for.
And let's say a person wouldn't store it to buy a gun for self-defense, how do you know that they're actually going to use it for self-defense unless you monitor the...
Well, that's not the argument. The argument is that it doesn't matter whether it's for self-defense or whatever it's going to be for. If you make guns illegal, if you make it illegal for people to buy guns, if the person buying the gun wants to murder someone, they will still get the gun illegally. Like, they'll stop it to get the gun.
Well, I think we should still pass these laws anyway, because there should be restrictions, and even though... I mean, there are cases where probably people get guns illegally, but there should be restrictions, purchase restrictions.
Well, I think a better solution, because this problem is this whole topic of gun control really has arisen since the shootings.
The two shootings
in Colorado and in Denver. But I think a better solution would to maybe put police officers or armed guards inside these places to prevent people from...
There's a good
example of a shooting that took place in a mall somewhere. I'm not sure who, but there was an off-duty cop who was carrying his weapon, and when the gunman opened fire, he immediately took out his gun and shot the gunman, and no one got hurt, or maybe two or three people got hurt.
Yeah, because you used the gun wisely, and that is in...
Exactly, so that's a better solution than taking away the guns.
But it takes money and time and effort to have guards at every location where you think a shooter might appear.
So are you saying it's better to have less security to save lives than it is? It's not worth the money to save lives, so let's not do it. Let's keep spending millions and trillions and billions of dollars in Medicare and Medicaid, and let's not put money into just having, probably costing like $5 billion just to put one guard into every school.
Well, I get what you're saying, but, I mean, that's a lot of money, and I just don't think, because of the economy right now as it is, I don't think that, you know... It should be, if we don't...
Right, it's not best to save lives. Okay.
It's best to save lives, but if you...
But we shouldn't worry about it because of the troubling economy. We shouldn't worry about some lives because some lives are better than others. We should just, struggling economy, let's not worry about lives. No, we should always be worrying about lives. We should be worrying about the safety of the citizens of the United States.
Well, you said that's your solution. My solution is to pass these laws and have greater restrictions. And even if you did... have a guard in every school, and I mean every school, how would you know, let's say you have a security guard, let's say this law that you want is implemented, how do you get them all there at once? How do you make sure that they're all there at the same exact time?
You pay them money for their job.
Well, yeah, but people can be sick, people can be late.
That's what happens in any job.
But humans will be humans. It's human nature to do whatever is easier for them to do. You can't really... You can never have a 100% security done with people because there are always complications no matter what you do.
That's very true that you're never going to have 100%. But is it better to have 95% chance than a 0% chance?
Well, what I think would be a better solution is if you said that, and then if you said impose the purchase restrictions and put in guards, that would be the best solution. Well, that's what I would go for.
But you're trying to save the U.S. people, right? You're trying to save everyone, but let's see. You have a lot of those people that you're trying to save are the ones causing the problem with gun control. So you're saving many people who are going to still do this. These bad deeds, and you can't have all the security in everywhere, because look, how are you going to get the security? How are you going to implement all these restrictions? Because you can have a lot of people who get paid to do what they're supposed to and absolutely do not do their
job. How about another solution of that in schools? Instead of putting armed guards, maybe arming a teacher with a gun?
I think that's a good idea in theory, but there have been cases in any school I mean, any school, that teachers have done bad stuff. So I don't really necessarily want my teachers to be armed with guns.
I think an issue with that, a more glaring issue to me, is that...
And how would teachers get the proper training?
Yeah, teachers are meant to be educators, not police officers.
Yeah, but how would they get the proper training? And they would have to refine that training, like, every couple of years, you know? So, again, your solution to have guards and you have, you know, all these... I think what I'm trying to say is the purchase restrictions and the security guards should be implemented at once instead of separate things.
Well,
because...
People are still going to get their guns.
If you put laws on gun purchasing guns, then how are the people who are going to be buying guards, how are they going to get their guns?
Because they're going to have a security license or some documentation that shows that they need the gun for their job, or...
Well, you can get a fake documentation.
You can restrict the laws. And as my partner was saying, you can restrict the laws, but people are still going to get their guns illegally. If we have somebody in the schools, it doesn't change anything. People are still going to have guns. But instead, we're actually going to have a security guard who's going to be able to defend these people. And because we may not have an 100% chance of security, we may have a 90% or an 80%.
Putting the restrictions on the guns stops.
Listening to our debate, you have the choice to decide. The opinions discussed here are our opinions only. The program you are listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJ and not necessarily those of WTOT or other WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen. Thank you and good afternoon.